You're looking at and tracking a system that could cause some powerful storms in the next day or so. What are you seeing? What are the possibilities?
Well, this is going to be a very bad storm overall from the Midwest right to the coastal areas of the Mid-Atlantic. And, in fact, I believe this is going to be a multi-billion-dollar damaging storm when it's all said and done between the tornado activity we have today and the wind damage out in the Midwest and then what we're going to have here in our own backyard tomorrow afternoon with the thunderstorms that have come on through. And then it will translate over to a coastal storm, which will produce some problems for New York City and New England. But for us, it's going to be thunderstorms coming through tonight, and those will bring heavy rain and a lot of lightning, probably keeping you up in the middle of the night. And then tomorrow afternoon, it's going to start to clear out. It's going to get hot. Temperatures probably getting well up in the 80s to near 90. And then the thunderstorms should develop sometime around 2 p.m. And when those thunderstorms start to develop, that's when we have a tornado risk and a wind damage risk happening. It's going to come very fast during the afternoon time.
We're seeing the word derecho being used. Is that appropriate for this system?
No, it isn't. That was something that was looked at a few days ago, whether there was a possibility or not. But this is going to be a severe weather outbreak. The thunderstorms that develop out of the Midwest today will produce tornadoes and wind damage there. They're going to weaken as they come up to the Appalachian Mountains. Then it's going to start all over again tomorrow afternoon. And these will be thunderstorms that will develop right in our own backyard. And when they do develop, that's when we're going to see the tornado activity and also the wind damage. And it looks like from Baltimore through the eastern shores over toward Delaware, South Jersey, down to Ocean City, Maryland, that's where the worst area is going to be for any kind of tornado activity.
Give us the timeline, when you expect some of this to start and when it'll be done.
I think tomorrow afternoon, probably sometime after lunchtime, the thunderstorms will be developing. Now, remember, we are going to get thunderstorms overnight tonight that may linger a little bit into the morning, and then it should start to clear out and get hot and humid during the afternoon time tomorrow, and that's just going to brew those storms up. And I think we're looking at about 2-3 o'clock for the first round of thunderstorms to come through, and then they'll translate eastward through eastern Maryland over toward Delaware and South Jersey. So it's going to be about an hour time period around 2-3 o'clock tomorrow when we could be hit by tornado activity. You know, in fact, all the weather parameters I've seen this morning are pointing toward Baltimore, Washington, the eastern shores over toward Delaware as the prime location for tornado activity tomorrow.
We had a tornado outbreak here in Maryland, F0, F1s, mm-hmm. A couple days ago.
Right.
Are we looking at the same thing for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, you know, my concern is these are stronger tornadoes tomorrow because the weather system that's coming in is a stronger weather system than what we saw come through the other day with the tornado activity. So these could be stronger tornadoes, and these are ones that could produce some significant damage. And also, with the thunderstorms, will be wind gusts that could exceed 60, 70 miles an hour, which can blow down trees. I think there's going to be a lot of power outages, especially the further east you go, just because the thunderstorms will be blowing down trees. It's been soggy, the ground's soggy, and it doesn't take much now to blow down trees and cause power outages.